Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carlos Quintana. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kirby strikes out. 1 out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fermin hits a fly ball into right field. Quintana settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milligan hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Maldonado reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Quintana strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Berga, who tags Valentin, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vaughn scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Alomar. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Vaughn. Alomar scores. Kirby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fermin bunts towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fletcher covering, for the out. Kirby moves to third. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola has Kirby trapped. There's the throw to Pena and over to Cooper, who tags Kirby for the out. Berga moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is walked intentionally. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quintana. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maldonado is walked intentionally. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pena hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fletcher moves to third. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Dawson moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dawson scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana is 0 for 1 in the game. Quintana hits a line drive into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. There goes Valentin trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into right field. Quintana settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maldonado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to second. One out. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quintana. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Milligan scores. Thome goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Scott Bankhead now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirby is walked intentionally. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Quintana settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirby. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quintana is 0-for-2 in the game. Quintana hits a line drive into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peña bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maldonado strikes out. 1 out. Tony Foss is now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tomey hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Luis Rivera pinch runs for Andre Dawson. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quintana is 0 for 3 in the game. Quintana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Bob Zupcic pinch runs for Mo Vaughn. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zupcic scores. There goes Quintana trying to get to second. Kirby throws the ball into Berga, who tags Quintana for the out. It's 6-5, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Zupcic now playing right field. Carlos Quintana now playing first base. Jeff Russell now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kirby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kirby hits a pop-up towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Treadway pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Treadway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton pinch runs for Jeff Treadway. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. the throw from Peña and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 4 in the game. Berga is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lofton moves to third. Berga moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Lofton scores. Berga scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Indians. Paul Sorrento pinch hits for Randy Milligan. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maldonado hits a line drive into right field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton now playing center field. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. Paul Sorrento now playing first base. Alvaro Espinoza now playing short. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nehring strikes out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.